It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Tuesday. I hope you've had a tremendous day. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. The show gets started now, this moment, this second, every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And in the world of sports, it's been a busy day. Shedeur Sanders hasn't been getting a lot of first-team reps, but he is going to start the Browns' first preseason game. Jordan Addison, take note from him. Don't fall asleep behind the wheel of your vehicle. He's been suspended 3 games by the NFL. Not so good news for J.J. McCarthy. We got Teddy Bridgewater. He's back in the NFL. He has a new team. We got teams that are fighting at training camp. Hello to the Colts. Hello to the Ravens. No geographical disputes or team changes, I might add. We got so much to get into. You're at the right place. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Me? You can find me on the internet at JR Sport Brief. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can be a part of it right here. You can call me up. You can utilize your cellular device, your landline, your carrier pigeon if it dials out, your rotary phone, your VHS, your 8-track, whatever you use to dial your tin can, tomato can, and a string. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got Matt Parrino joining us to talk the Buffalo Bills. And the Buffalo Bills are starting Hard Knocks. That's going to be a lot of fun. We got a guy, running backs getting deals. Shout-outs to Kyron Williams. Hanging out with the Rams, getting $11 million a year. Maybe James Cook will relax on his money that he wants. So we got a lot to do. What a day, what a day, what a day. Busy day in the NFL. Every team, we saw the Hall of Fame game last week. Well, maybe you didn't. Nobody's going to knock you if you didn't sit down and watch the Chargers and the Lions. If you didn't watch Trey Lance go out there and beat up on scrubs, I don't blame you. But as we move towards more action, I don't want to say realistic action. Every piece of action is realistic. I'm not out there busting my ass on the football field. We got every NFL team in action this weekend. And so it's going to be pretty cool to see. Oh, teams that hate each other's guts. The Colts and the Ravens were fighting today. The Panthers are like, we stink, so we might as well play all our starters as we try to get better. Cincinnati Bengals have had some terrible starts the past few seasons. I think they're 0-6. I think they started both past seasons, 0-3. That's 0-6. So they're starting all of their stars. And then how about this? I told you, we got one guy who's getting a chance, one guy who's getting an opportunity. That guy's name is Shedeur Sanders. Damn. We were talking about this yesterday. How about that?
It's true. I guess it's the only really major storyline coming from the Browns camp is just who's going to start.
Oh, that'll be the Browns storyline throughout the course of the entire season. We talked about this yesterday. Dylan Gabriel goes down with a hamstring issue. Kenny Pickett just came back from a hamstring issue. Joe Flacco is 40 years old. You do not want this guy going out there and Father Time catching up to him as he trips over a blade of grass. You do not want that in the preseason. Save it for the regular season. And so as a default, Shedeur Sanders is going to start their preseason game this Friday against the Carolina Panthers. The same Shedeur Sanders we know that was drafted in the 5th round, was passed over more than once by every single NFL team. The same Shedeur Sanders who hasn't gotten really until guys started dropping like flies over the weekend. Mind you, today is Tuesday. The same Shedeur Sanders who wasn't getting no first team reps. And so now they're going to throw him feet first into the fire. Shador Sanders is the same dude who said that his shoulder was hurting him over the weekend. He self-reported shoulder soreness. Well, you can throw that out the window. Nobody cares about your sore shoulder. All the conversations that we got over the past several months about why Shador fell into the fifth round, the influence of his dad, Dion, his lack of preparation in meetings, and I don't know, driving and being sighted, driving more than 100 miles per hour on two separate occasions. Listen, man, your time has come. Whether it's fair or not, you better make quick friends with Jerry Jeudy. Your time is Friday. And whether it's fair or not, he is going to be judged by what he looks like. It may be his fault. It may not be his fault. Guys might be dropping passes. The offensive line may stink. The Panthers' defense sucked last year. Okay, they did some work to help fix up that offensive line, or excuse me, the defensive line. Shador Sanders is going to be out there taking on the Panthers' first stringers. This is a chance. And when the news came down, I said, "Up. It is your time to shine. You better shine bright." This is what we got from CBS Sports HQ this afternoon.
This just in from the NFL. The Browns expected to start Shador Sanders at quarterback in their preseason opener against the Panthers, according to Cleveland.com. It's more out of necessity than anything. That's because most of their quarterbacks are hurt right now. Even Sanders has missed some time with a sore shoulder. He's been taking fourth string reps at training camp, but Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel have hamstring injuries, and Cleveland doesn't want to play 40-year-old Joe Flacco, who is likely going to be their starter when the season begins. So Sanders is reportedly going to get the nod to start on Friday night against Carolina.
Oh, I can see it now. You know, we heard from Shador yesterday. He's like, I don't want my dad. And we know Dion has been dealing with his health issues. But I didn't want my dad to show up because I haven't done anything. I don't want my dad showing up just to support me. And I'm not even getting first team reps. So I don't know. Is Dion going to show up on Friday, or is he going to be watching on television just like everybody else? Before the news broke today, before we got the news this afternoon, Shador talked, and not just about his dad watching him be the fourth stringer. He talked about, and I guess this is a little bit of a foreshadowing, he talked about what you can expect from him in an actual game.
Have you watched me in college? Yeah. Well, you know, a little bit of that going on. I'm still the same guy, you know. Nothing happened to me. I'm the same guy.
He's the same as in college? Okay. All right, we can expect the same thing that he did in college in the pros. Shador, I don't know if that's going to work. Shador, maybe that's one of the reasons that you weren't drafted high. Okay, you can go out there in college and you can complete 70% of your passes and throw 37 touch, but this is not college. The guys are bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. You're not going to be able to run around behind the line of scrimmage looking for a play. You are going to blink and you will be driven into the turf. This is not college. Shador Sanders, for all of his abilities going out there and throwing the ball, this man is not physically imposing. And then when it comes to actually running the football, that's not a highlight of any of his skills. Can he go out there and run if you give him space? Yeah, sure, most quarterbacks can. And so, Shador, I don't know if we should just expect what you did in college to just automatically translate into the NFL. I don't know if that's a good thing. You are who you are physically. I mean, you can put on weight, you can get muscle. I don't know how much faster you're going to get, but one thing that you can always improve on, not just in football, is utilizing your brain, getting smarter, acquiring and knowing how to analyze information. Shador Sanders talked about the growth in between his ears.
Even regardless, if people, if media, you know, have good ways or bad ways that come about me. You know, I'm more mature and not making those same mistakes I made, you know, in college or whatever I did. So, you know, I treat everybody with respect and with care. And whenever everybody gets over, you know, their own hate towards me for their own weird reason, then, you know, everything will be back good. So that's it. That's where I grew the most, is I'll say mentally.
Man, I would stop thinking about all of that. I would stop addressing all of it. The same way that Shador says he doesn't want his dad showing up to watch him be a fourth stringer. I would throw all of the outside stuff and references out the window. Just strictly keep it about football. The media is going to continue to ask Shador about, you know, where he was drafted, how he feels about it, how he feels about not getting reps. Somebody tell Shador, take the Derek Jeter approach. Say nothing, give nothing. Somebody tell Shador Sanders, I don't know, take the Tim Duncan approach. Don't say a word. He's getting a chance. He's getting an opportunity. And nobody wishes injury upon anybody. Nobody wants to see anybody go down. I don't want to call this divine intervention. Two hamstrings, Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel. And then they just signed Tyler Huntley off the street. Listen, there is no better chance, no better time. And he may not get a better opportunity until midseason, the end of the season. Damn it. This conversation is about whether or not the Browns are ultimately going to cut him. I'm like, well, why would you do that? Why would you bring the circus into town to entertain and then you just realize it wasn't worth it? Goodbye. He has a chance to put his stake in the ground. He's not going to supplant Joe Flacco as the starting quarterback for the Browns. That ain't happening. But he can make his case. Hey, I'm better than Kenny Pickett. Oh, Dylan Gabriel, you drafted him before me? I'm better than him too. And he should take advantage of it this coming Friday. Welcome to the NFL. Things can change on the drop of a dime. You can go from the outhouse. I'm not putting Shador up in a penthouse, but he could certainly look real good. He could start paying rent depending on how his performance goes on Friday. This is going to be a whole lot of fun to watch. Shador Sanders going to start the first preseason game for the Browns this Friday as they take on the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers in a similar situation to the Browns. At least they have their quarterback. They're just trying to figure out whether or not he's the guy. Bryce Young certainly took some steps last year, first season playing alongside or under head coach Dave Canellis, comes over to run the offense from Tampa Bay. And now, well, they've stunk too. They're going to play their starters right out of the gate. They're going to play a couple of series. And why not? This is a team that's trying to grow and do better. Leggett moving into his second year. They just drafted to the role, McMillan. You got Bryce Young. You don't want to take any snap for granted. This is the Panthers coach, Dave Canales, saying, hell yeah, we going to play our starters.
That's my plan for the first two, and then the third one we'll have to kind of decide, kind of wait and see where we're at there in that week of practice going into it.
Oh, he ain't wasting no time. He's getting right into things. Of course, you got Bryce Young. You want to know what he can do. You want to get all the reps that you possibly can. Good luck to Shador. And the Panthers, shout out to everybody in the Carolinas. I want to see Hunter Renfro with a bounce back. That'll be nice. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much more to get into. We got some other teams that are going to play their starters. I mentioned the Cincinnati Bengals. They've had some horrific starts to their season that have put them behind the eight ball when it comes down to making the postseason at the end of the year. And so the Bengals, their starters, can expect to see some action. We got some action on a piece of paper earlier today. Kyren Williams, former Notre Dame product, signed himself a brand new contract extension with the Los Angeles Rams. James Cook is probably looking and saying, where's my money? With the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills, they debut on HBO's Hard Knocks later tonight. That's nice. We had some fighting at training camp today between the Colts. They don't know who their quarterback is, but they found a starter for their preseason game between the Colts and the Ravens. We'll get into that. Teddy Bridgewater has a new job on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We got so much to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to give you some details on Kyren Williams' new deal with the Rams. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Give you an update, if one exists, about James Cook. We're going to get into Jordan Addison, who's going to be missing some time due to some drinking issues behind the wheel of a car. We got a lot going on. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Do they even still use that anymore? I don't know. They're going to have to use that phrase forever. Boccia, do they still use that?
Very rarely.
What is that? MasterCard, right? Priceless.
Yeah, isn't that usually during like the Christmas time, though?
Nah, I feel like forever. I don't know.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen a commercial for that.
I'm not paying attention to any commercials, really. As Francisco Lindor is selling T-Mobile. The heck is this other commercial? This is looks like Japan. This got to be a commercial for the news or something like that. Yeah, this is not good. Yeah, this is a CBS News commercial. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't watch television. I watch the sports. When the sports are on, the commercials come on, I do not care. I don't care. I barely remember the Super Bowl commercials. I got to force myself sometimes just to pay attention. I don't know what's going on. Do you remember a Super Bowl commercial from earlier this year?
There was the one with Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, but Duncan, and they were interviewing people.
Well, Bill Belichick was in that commercial with his girlfriend, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I barely remember that. See, I don't know. The Super Bowl commercials used to be memorable. Like, here I am. I don't know how many years later. 30 years later, I remember the Budweiser frogs. Iconic. Iconic. I couldn't tell you about no Super Bowl commercial recently. It just, they're all for shock value, and that's it. Anything outside of the game, I remember Janet Jackson, the Super Bowl, the Budweiser frogs, Rihanna doing whatever she was doing while she was pregnant, performing, I guess. Is there anything else I'm missing? And that's over like 30 years, 25 years at this point.
Other than that, not really. Didn't someone fall from the Lady Gaga jumped off the side of the stadium or something like that?
Excuse me? What?
In her show performance, she jumped from the top of the stadium.
Do you remember? You're asking me. Do you remember that?
Remember it.
She jumped from the top onto the field?
Yeah, to do the performance. She jumped from the top of the stadium down.
She was on a wire, I guess, huh?
Yes. Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that, bro. When did she perform at the Super Bowl?
That had to be at least like 10 years ago.
Oh, man, I don't remember. I remember Katy Perry came out on the lion. There was no Juicy J. Yes, Juicy J not appropriate for the Super Bowl. Things have certainly changed over the years. Yeah, nothing memorable. So I don't know no damn commercials. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you for the kind words from Alan in Toronto. Speaking of kind, Kyren Williams is feeling, I guess, that the Rams were kind to him. He got a brand new contract. The man has been playing in the NFL since 2022. Came into the league as a fifth-round pick. Past couple of seasons, there's only two guys who've rushed for more yards than him. That's Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. That's not bad company to be in front of. The past 2 years, he has the most touchdowns from scrimmage alongside Jahmyr Gibbs. Not bad company to be in. So Kyren Williams gets paid a 3-year, $33 million extension by the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams were better than I thought they'd be last year. They went 10-7. They beat Minnesota in the playoffs. Good job, Sam Darnold. Sorry. Then they lost to the Eagles. And man, we spoke to Quentin Lake earlier in the offseason, a defensive back for the Los Angeles Rams. He said, listen, man, JR, we are primed to go on a Super Bowl run. And I'm like, okay, Quentin, whatever you need to tell me. We've seen the emergence of Fisk and Verse coming out of Florida State. There is no replacing Aaron Donald, but I guess you get two for the price of one in that regard. But Kyren Williams has been a solid offensive contributor for the team to have some balance outside of giving Puka Nacua the ball. They've also been able to add Davante Adams, which is pretty interesting. Unfortunately, he has to be on the receiving end of passes from Jimmy Garoppolo at this point in time, as Matthew Stafford still deals with a back issue. Kyren Williams, 24 years old, got a big old contract. He's now the seventh highest paid running back in the entire NFL on an annual average basis. Take a listen to Logan Ryan. He used to hit people. Now he's on CBS. This is what he had to say about his extension.
Well, it's good to have some money finally in a segment. I'm talking about how no players are getting paid. Kyren Williams gets paid. I think this is big signs for the running back market. Remember Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry. Kyren Williams getting more than Derrick Henry, by the way. But all these guys were saying how the position is undervalued. Well, I think Kyren Williams, you see his production the last 2 years, he gets rewarded. The one thing the Rams do, when I was a San Francisco 49er, the one thing about the Rams in that division is they find a way to stay relevant every single year, to stay competitive.
Yeah, just about every single year. They had a little swoon after the little Super Bowl run, and then they've bounced back. They better hope Matthew Stafford, better hope his back bounces back. Backs are funny. One day your back hurts, the next day your back is great. Man, I've had back pain at points in my life. I'm like, damn, my back has been hurting for 3 months. Now, what do I need to do? And then there's times where, you know, my back is all good. Have I been on too many planes? Am I sleeping the wrong way? Am I exercising the wrong way? Am I sitting down the wrong way? You never know. Botcher, here in Atlanta, when I started this show, I would stand up for all 4 hours. And then I realized, you know, standing up is fine. But having to stand in front of a microphone and position in a certain way, it was killing my back, man.
Also probably bad for your feet, too.
Good for your feet. Make them strong. We're lazy.
A little bit too much, though.
No, 4 hours? Come on, man.
Well, yeah, it depends. It depends if you're moving them, because, like, too much pressure could be bad.
No. Botcher, human beings are built to stand up. We spend too much time on our asses not moving around. And standing up and moving around for 4 hours while I speak is not the worst thing. We got people, there's people listening to us right now. We got guys in the back of kitchens. We got people or mail carriers getting up and moving around. We got people who have no choice but to stand up. It's good for you. Are you sitting down right now? You standing up?
Right now I'm sitting down, but I do like two on, two off, where I'm two standing, two sitting.
You do that intentionally?
Yes. Yeah, usually I just get annoyed from sitting.
Well, you understand, yeah, standing up is good for you. And forget my feet. It was my back that was killing me. Like, what am I doing? I got no problem. I'm in good physical shape. Anyway, Matthew Stafford, his back is killing him. Either that or he doesn't want to participate in any of the preseason. And so he's been sitting down. Jimmy Garoppolo's been throwing the ball. You might recall Matthew Stafford just got a new contract extension. They're paying him 2 years, $84 million. Congratulations to him. Now you got to get your back together. Sean McVay, he gave an update on his back yesterday. Listen to this.
No, just because he'll be doing a workout on his own during that time period. And so he is able to do a little bit more, which is good. And things are progressing well, but he won't take part in the jog through because he'll be doing some other stuff during that time.
Man, this guy's been getting his ass whooped since he was a kid. Come on. Playing with the Georgia Bulldogs, getting smacked around. They're trying to take it easy for the same reason they don't want Joe Flacco in a preseason game at 40 years old. By the time we get to week one and the Rams are taking on, I believe, the Houston Texans, Matthew Stafford is going to be on the field. Whether they got to hire 20 people to step on his back and fix it, whether or not they need to give him a shot, who wants a shot that early in the season? Not me, not ever. But the fact is, Matthew Stafford is going to be ready to go. This is what Adam Schefter had to say about it as well.
I don't think it's ideal when your quarterback hasn't practiced yet in training camp and it's the first week in August, but my understanding is it is a total maintenance issue. Yes, he has had some back discomfort. He's had some pain, 37 years old, but they don't want to put him out there. They don't want to put any wear and tear in his body. He knows how the game works. He knows how the offense functions. He knows how his teammates think and operate. And so they are intentionally keeping him out in the interest of maintenance, self-preservation, and just wise caution. And my understanding is if the Rams had a game today, Matthew Stafford would be playing without a question.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Come on. We got guys who are sitting out right now, not because they hurt, because they want new contracts. I mean, we can make up injuries. Terry McLaurin, his foot hurts. Okay, fine. If that guy was making, I don't know, $33 million a year right now, Terry McLaurin, his foot would magically be healed. Come on. Matthew Stafford is fine. And if he wasn't, his wife would be on a podcast telling the whole world how bad her husband feels. She's on the podcast like every week just telling everybody's business, the whole family's business. I don't know. Maybe Matthew Stafford put a stop to it. I have no idea. Anyway, the Rams will be fine. Congratulations to Kyren Williams getting that new contract, paying him $11 million per season. Not too bad, not too shabby. The guy is 24 years old. He may have another contract in front of him if he can stay healthy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The Rams will still go to the playoffs. Are they going to some Super Bowl? I don't think so, but they should still definitely make it into the playoffs. Okay, speaking of contracts, when we come back, I'm going to give you an update on a running back, James Cook, the Buffalo Bills. Because if Kyren Williams is getting paid, what does this mean for James Cook? Great timing by him, by the way, as HBO Hard Knocks featuring the Buffalo Bills starts today on HBO. We'll talk about James Cook on the other side of the break. And speaking of Super Bowls, the Eagles, they're so matter-of-fact about everything. Do they know they won the Super Bowl last year? We'll get into that. We have so much to do. Matt Parrino will join us to talk about James Cook and the Bills as well. But right now, it's time to get into a newsflash. What's going on in the world of sports? Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. Before we went to break, we talked about Kyren Williams. He got a new contract with the Los Angeles Rams, 3-year deal. $33 million. If you can do some simple math, boom, $11 million a season. Saquon Barkley is making 20. Christian McCaffrey's at 19. Derrick Henry is at 15. You got Jonathan Taylor at 14. Alvin Kamara at 12. Josh Jacobs at 12. Mixon is at 10. And then he slots right there above Joe Mixon, Kyren Williams does, at $11 million per. Now, if you hit the fast forward button, what does this mean for James Cook whenever he signs his contract extension with the Buffalo Bills? And we're going to have a chat in about 40 minutes from now with Matt Parrino, covers all things Buffalo Bills for Syracuse.com. I'm going to get his thoughts because we learned that over the weekend, James Cook stopped playing. He stopped practicing on Sunday. He didn't practice yesterday. He's basically holding himself a good old-fashioned sit-in. And how ironic he decided to stop working just a few days before the debut of Buffalo Bills Hard Knocks. And the Buffalo Bills, we know what they're trying to do. They're trying to go out there and compete for a championship. Well, I guess the first thing they have to do is actually beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Do that part first. But outside of that, we know what the goal is. It's not for Josh Allen to win another MVP. It's not to have another 12-5, 13-win season. It's to actually hoist the Vince Lombardi. Now, James Cook, he did a good job last year doing his part. 1,000-plus yards rushing on the ground. When it came to touchdowns, he knew how to move the ball into the end zone. Had 18 total touchdowns last season. And so he's trying to cash out, knowing that he's only scheduled to make $5 million. You just heard the salaries that I mentioned, some of the other top running backs in the game. And so James Cook, is he coming back to reality a little bit? Knowing that Kyren Williams, who has been third in rushing over the past two seasons, is tied for first in touchdowns, wouldn't James Cook go, if he's getting 11, I can't make 15 like Derrick Henry? Is he going to settle for 13? Are the Buffalo Bills going to pay this guy knowing that he has one more year left on his deal? You would think that James Cook is going to have to ultimately settle. You don't want to head into the final year of your deal with no security, only on a $5 million contract. Ian Rappaport, he was on the NFL Network, and he discussed how Kyren Williams' deal could affect James Cook. Listen.
But I mentioned James Cook, and I think it's fair to say that every running back deal affects Cook. He is the one we have all been waiting on. He is now currently holding in for the Buffalo Bills, standing on business. You would hope that maybe this deal makes it easier for the Bills to get their deals done, but I'm not sure, because it seems to me James Cook is going to want more than $11 million per year. Publicly stated he wants 15. We'll see if the two sides can come together to find a little bit of a happy medium, but at least
one big
running back deal gets done today.
Boom, give him 13. Is it really that complicated, that difficult? He wants 15. A guy got 11. Just take 13 and shut up, okay? Take 13 and a half. Keep it moving. And the thing is, James Cook is not a big guy. Can't be bigger than 5'10", 5'11". He's not the heaviest dude in the world. How is he going to age as a running back? And we know a lot of the attention is on Josh Allen. And I don't blame James Cook. If I'm not the biggest dog in the fight and I had a career year, I'm going to try to get my cash and my money too. I think James Cook is ultimately going to have to settle for whatever security the Buffalo Bills decide to give him. Because let's also be honest. What team is going to wake up and want to pay him $15 million? Ain't no team wanting to do that. He's not going anywhere. We've heard all these complaints about unhappy NFL players. Terry McLaurin would consider a trade. Trade me. Micah Parsons, trade me. Trey Hendrickson, his deal hasn't gotten done yet. Ain't nobody going anywhere. And then for a running back, I could find a guy off the street. I'd pay some stranger $15 million to come here and get hurt. No, thank you. Not at all. Botcher, you excited for Hard Knocks? You ready for it?
No. I'm going to be honest. When was the last time I fully watched Hard Knocks? Was probably the year they had the Chargers and Rams. Oh. So was that 2019?
Okay. They both moved to L.A., right? Is that what the deal was?
Yeah, they both moved to L.A. and then like a split. So it was like you got the, I think it was Herbert's rookie year. That was a long time ago.
But we didn't have Hard Knocks in 2020, did we? No, right?
I don't think so.
What is there to record? Yeah, I don't remember any of the recent seasons.
The Jets had one. I know that.
With Aaron Rodgers? Yeah.
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago.
Uneventful, surprisingly. You got a good point.
Cowboys had one, right?
Who did it last year? Now that I think about it. Was it the Bears?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
I think they messed it up because they have an in-season one now, too.
Ah, yeah.
So you get mixed up.
I haven't seen an in-season Hard Knocks ever. I got enough. I'm watching the actual games. I don't need to watch what the hell is going on. I don't have time to watch what's going on in between. Show me training camp. And it was changed. So there's a couple of things. The Chicago Bears took the approach of, we don't want anybody cursing on Hard Knocks. Okay, yeah, sure, fine. And then I think they took it a step further. They said it was dehumanizing. To have guys, was it HBO or the Bears? Somebody said it was not nice to have guys getting cut live on TV.
That's just the reality of the show, though. It's annoying, but it's part of the show. And to be fair, that's what drives ratings. If someone gets cut, it's interesting because we kind of care about the person now.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, this is a mess. They had three Hard Knocks last year.
Three?
They had the Giants offseason.
That's right. They didn't do that this year. No offseason. The Giants, nobody wanted that one. That's when Joe Shane looked like a jerk for letting Saquon go.
And then not drafting Daniels either. They're like, oh, trade up for this guy. He's got the
goods.
Oh,
but it would be impossible for that. Why? That's easier said than done. Come on now.
I know, but it's a whole collective issue showing everything wrong with one franchise.
Yeah, but the Giants get beat up for letting Saquon go and not drafting Jaden Daniels. They weren't in position to draft Jaden, and it made no sense for them to pay and keep Saquon. So, like, people are breaking Joe Shane's they're giving him a hard time, and they got no bearing on it. Come on, man.
That's true. And then before that, the Jets had it with Rodgers. Dolphins were in season. Don't remember that. The Lions had it. That's in the kneecaps.
He was great. Yeah, Dan Campbell is awesome. You put Dan Campbell on camera, you have television gold. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So nothing in 2020, right?
2020 was actually the Chargers Rams year. So 2020 was the last full season I watched.
Okay. Yeah. Bengals are unwilling to provide unfettered access to their training camp. Other franchises have agreed to participate only if certain protocols, such as player cuts, weren't a part of the show. Come on now. Soft. It all soft. You know what? And I don't know if this is soft and botched. We're going to talk about this on the other side of the break. It was just announced about an hour ago that the NFL is banning smelling salts. And there's a particular player who is not happy with this. George Kittle is not happy about this. This is kind of a random news dump and a news drop that came out about an hour ago. I'm sure you're all accustomed to seeing NFL players on the sidelines, you know, smelling them packets and waking the hell up. But the NFL says as of 2025, no more. I'm going to share with you the NFL's memo. We're going to get into some of the reasons why on the other side of the break. I don't know if this is going to affect performance, but I know one thing that this is going to change. I'll tell you on the other side of the break. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to talk more about Hard Knocks later on in the show. I told you that Matt Parrino is going to join us to talk about the Buffalo Bills. He'll be here in about 30 minutes. And we've had a busy start to the show already. We got into Kyren Williams and his new contract with the Los Angeles Rams. James Cook, I think this kind of helps set a benchmark for what his contract may look like. If Kyren is getting 11 and Saquon is getting 20, I think you might be delusional to think you deserve what Derrick Henry's getting at 15. And then Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur will be in action. He will be the starting quarterback for the Browns when they take on the Carolina Panthers. This is going to be a lot of fun. And you know what? It's not the only guys. Not the only set of players starting and playing in a preseason. I guess things are starting to turn around. The Cincinnati Bengals. Zach Taylor is going to be playing his stars. I guess the Bengals are sick of starting every season at 0-3. They want to get things as warmed up as possible. This is what Zach Taylor had to say about Joe Burrow playing in the preseason.
Well, see, you know, we don't have this targeted as the biggest play time for all of our guys. We really picked Washington to be a little more of that. So, again, another thing I hate to put in stone several series, what we'll give those starters.
Man, they've started 0-3 and they've been cooked. Like, they're behind the eight ball. Their defense hasn't been able to stop anybody. They're starting these seasons 0-3. You got Joe Burrow, one of the best quarterbacks in the damn game. He was an MVP consideration, despite the Bengals trying to fight their way into even being competitive enough to make the playoffs. You got to warm up. Like, everybody thinks that if you work less, you get better. And I get it. It's sports. You got to be smart about it. You don't want to run the guys into the ground, but the NFL, they no longer allow two-a-days. Can't practice as much anymore. You can't have the pads. And then everybody wonders why these guys are getting hurt. Are their bodies conditioned for the grind? Are the players prepared, not just for the grind, but to go out there and play? In what world does taking less repetitions make you better? And I get it. These guys are taking a physical pound and they're playing 17 games, but they're practicing less, okay? They're doing less throughout the course of the year. We can get back into playing preseason games. It doesn't have to be a vanity project to see a couple guys move around. And maybe if they actually had stars in preseason like we used to have, people would watch. I haven't sat down or had interest in an NFL preseason game in years. It's been a very long time. It's like, oh, whoa, it's Saturday afternoon. Oh, wow, it's Friday night. You know what I can do? I can see the new guy, even if it's a new snaps. I can see the rookie. I can see the player that's going to explode onto the scene for the team. We don't get any of that. It is backup city. Used to get tickets to a preseason game and just go, hey, you know, what else is going on in August? Nothing. I show up, stay for a quarter, a half, if the game is interesting, maybe, and then leave. You couldn't give me a ticket to a preseason game today. No thanks. But if you're telling me I get to see Joe Burrow for a little while, why the hell not? Maybe this will start a little bit of a trend across the NFL. Damn it, we got 17 games. The beginning of the season is a slop fest. Might as well get the guys out there participating. Cincinnati Bengals, their preseason game, they're going to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know how many Eagles we're going to see. I doubt we see Saquon Barkley out there. Mr. Super Bowl champ, Mr. New Contract, Mr. Video Game. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about these smelling salts and the Philadelphia Eagles on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.